Looking to get out of the house for the rest of the summer? We'll sign up at Agogi Combatives. Agogi Combatives is a 17,000 square foot MMA haven located out in Rossville, Georgia, not too far of a drive from downtown Chattanooga, Tennessee, where I'm recording this podcast, and many of you are probably listening. At Agogi, you're going to learn real mixed martial arts, keyword there, real MMA from the top coaches, athletes, everyone in the region who knows what they're doing in MMA. They're going to be at Agogi, and they're going to help you out. If you want to learn more and sign up for your first class, learn more at agogicombatives.com. Once more, that's agogicombatives.com.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Suspect.
This is how I went.
All right, we are here for the 50th episode of the Watch It Podcast. Halfway to 100 episodes of this show that we've been doing here on ESPN Chattanooga 95.3. Thank you all for listening, continuing to support the podcast as we have dived into hundreds, I feel like, of different topics at this point. Even though we're on 50 episodes, I feel like every show it's a little something new. So I just want to give everybody a big shout out for listening. And today, for the 50th episode of the show, joined by very special guest, I think this is the fourth time you've been on the podcast, man. You're really racking up the appearances here, but I'm not complaining. And of course, that is going to be Torres Finney, man. How have you been doing? How's your day going?
Man, my day was going good, man. Just got done, you know, earlier today I actually went fishing. So,
yeah?
You know, really enjoying my day.
I went
fishing earlier today, but definitely after this interview, I'll be going to train. So, you know, look. Because sometimes you have to give yourself a few little break days, but you know, I just started in camp, so the grind days are definitely about to start adding up for me anyway. So I've definitely been feeling good though.
Where are you fishing at?
Say it again.
Where'd you go fishing at?
The Tennessee River. It's a place called Skull Creek, man. It's a little spot down there. Like you're going towards the Harrison Bay.
Yeah.
And it was good, man. It was good. You know, we caught a few catfish. Wish you could have done a little bit better, but we take what we can get.
Yeah, a little bit different fishing up here than it is than where you were not too long ago. Just last week, man, you were like out on a grand adventure down in Miami. What was that all about?
Yeah, man, definitely, man. I had an opportunity to go down to Miami, got a chance to spend some time with my management company, First Round Management, with my agent, Ray Horner. It was good. And, you know, obviously, there's a lot of top-tier guys signed with First Round Management. One of the most notable, Jorge Masvidal, you know, got a chance to see him and, you know, had an opportunity to train at his gym at America Top Team. So that was pretty fun and cool to do some stuff. I did a kickboxing class and a few grappling stuff. So it was pretty fun, man, and I really enjoyed it.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. You were out on a yacht or a boat of some kind. You were with Masvidal. I mean, what a week.
Yeah, man, it was fun, man. That was actually one of those fun weeks, man. And I really needed a week like that, man. It was really beneficial for me, mainly because you know, like I said, I'm about to get right back into a fight camp. So it was good for me to take some time off. I'm constantly always training, and I really never take any time off. So that was good for me. You know, hey, tone it down, let the muscles rejuvenate, and then let's get right back into it.
How was Jorge Masvidal?
He's really cool, man. He's a really nice guy, man. It's really fun. You know, this is like one of my my third time seeing him because I saw him obviously at Icon when I fought on that card in Savannah. I had an opportunity to see him, and I didn't really get a chance to speak to him. You know, like, look, when I go, man, I'm going for business. So, you know, the opportunity for me to speak to a lot of these guys, you know, I'm not engaged into that at that time. But, you know, when I'm competing, man, I want to go down there for business.
Yeah. Totally understandable. And what do you do when you're like, just I guess for me, it's like if I am ever around like in my profession, if I'm ever around like a journalist I follow a lot or a broadcaster I really like, I'm just sitting there like soaking up all of this information that they're talking about. So when you see him in this different kind of format, a little bit more of a relaxed style, I mean, what do you do? Were you guys working together, training, doing anything?
Yeah, he invited me to come train at ATT. You know, I saw him a few times in the first round, you know, dapped up, saw him throughout the week a lot. I mean, you know, he lives right there in that area. Yeah. So it was pretty cool. You know, got a chance to be around a lot of the guys like, you know, the head guy, first round, Malky, Kawhi. So, you know, got a chance to see, you know, Bo Nickel when I went to ATT, got a chance to see all those guys. I saw Pedro Munoz, Alexander Olenek. There's a lot of top tier guys, Thiago Alves. So, you know, it was pretty cool to be amongst that environment consistently. And mainly, like I said, it was more of a vacation for me rather than a training vacation. Mm-hmm. It was just more for me to chill and, you know, talk with my agent about certain things and, you know, just more of a hangout time for myself, while also, you know, getting that rest. Because I had figured out I was going to fight during that vacation week. Like, I'm literally in the midst of them, and they're like, hey, in October, you're going to have a fight. I was like, hey, okay. So, I mean, hey, look, I'm always ready anyway, so it didn't matter. It originally was planned for November, but October is what we're gearing for, so I'm preparing for that.
Awesome, man. Well, what is it going to be for Icon again?
Yes, sir, it will be for Icon again. It will be for Jorge Masvidal's show. It'll be October 14th. It'll be in Savannah, Georgia. Once again, they want to definitely go back to that spot again. Or the promoter for Icon said that the show in Savannah was one of the best shows they ever had for Icon. You know, Icon have only had four shows, and that was one of their best ones they ever had. It was so good they want to come back on the next one. So Icon 5 will be held in Savannah again. So definitely trying to ramp it up even better the next time.
Absolutely. I saw some of the pictures you had posted, some of just anything I had seen down there. Man, it looked awesome. It looked really awesome. Savannah, Georgia is a cool place. Definitely. Yeah, definitely a super awesome place.
Yeah, it's a really nice place, man. You know, obviously it's an older historic town, but man, it's a very exciting spot. I mean, we got to go on the Riverwalk, and man, there's so many places to eat there, man. Man, there's so many places there to eat. dude, I'm an eating guy, man. So I'm all about the food. So when I saw opportunity, we're going to eat. You know, I'm definitely going to take advantage of it. Now we're going to try all the restaurants we didn't try the first time. We're going back and we're going to try those restaurants this time. So I'm pumped for it.
Yeah, man, I get that. For my job now, I travel to Florida a lot. And there's just so many different places. And it's a lot of seafood that I just... Up here, you don't really get the quality of it. So what was the best meal you would say that you had in Savannah?
In Savannah? This best meal, we went to this place called the Trailer Park. So it's not spelled trailer, spelled like T-R-E-Y-L-O-R Park. And they had these shrimp bacon quesadilla. Shrimp and bacon quesadillas. And those things were absolutely amazing. Oh my goodness. They were amazing. And we also went to this little spot that was in Savannah. It was a little hole in the wall. It was a little sketchy, but man, they had some incredible lamb chops. I mean, she was literally cooking it out of her backyard. It showed up on the DoorDash as like an actual Savannah restaurant. We thought, okay, this must be like one of the restaurants you got to get. Obviously, you know, within the town is one of the locals. Man, we pass all the restaurants. We get down there and we're like, where is this spot? And we turn down this neighborhood and we're like, oh, man. And man, right behind the house, she's cooking the food, but it shows up on DoorDash. That was the name. And we went to it. And I will say that food was probably the best food we had all week. I mean, it was so good. Oh, my goodness. That was really good. It was really good.
That's so true about places like that, like hole in the walls, where it's like you go there and yes. It looks like a house. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be the best food ever.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was sitting here like, oh my goodness. But man, it was probably the best food we had all weekend. So we're definitely gonna try to try more spots when we go next time. So
what's gonna be on the menu this time? What's something you're looking out for?
Man, I wanna get more seafood oriented in this time. You know, I tried one seafood spot. I tried one seafood spot when I with my grandparents, with my family, my coaches, my agent. We tried one seafood spot, and after that, we didn't have no more seafood food the rest of the time. So I wanted to have more. Well, probably besides a shrimp cake and bacon quesadilla, obviously, but that's just not the seafood we're looking. Like shrimp, fish, you know. So that's the only thing I was looking more forward to. So. We might venture more in the seafood area this time. You know, we might go near Tabi Island. Tabi Island is only like 25 to 30 minutes away from within the city of Savannah. So you definitely might go for that.
I don't know what it is, but anytime I go out of town and if it's in a coastal area, of course the seafood's number one priority, but it's like, I don't eat anything else, man. You know?
Yes. That's the way you should do it. You shouldn't eat anything else, in my opinion. That's the way I wanted to be in Florida, but you know, the odds that my agent is also he has shellfish allergies. Can't eat seafood. So yeah, so we didn't have an opportunity to eat as much seafood in Miami. I did eat a lot of seafood, but I didn't eat as much seafood as I wanted to. So
well, next time you gotta get your fill in. But so more about, is it Icon 5 you said?
Yes, sir. Icon 5.
Icon 5.
Yes,
you know, what do you know about your opponent? You know anything yet?
The thing is, right now we do not have an opponent determined yet. Still on the looks for one, but they have me locked in for the card. That's how it was the last time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't figure out my opponent till four weeks before the card. So, man, you never know. But they said it will get me one, and this will be a big fight for me. Obviously, a step up in competition, and I'll be ready, man. I'm 100% ready for anything that comes my way. I've been looking a lot at some of the things on the Dana White Contender Series. I've been looking at a lot of these guys that fight on, like, some of these prelim cards on the UFC, some of these prelim cards of Bellator, just the entry-level guys. And I'm like, man, I'm on these guys' level, man. I can beat these guys right now. And I feel like I am on that level, and I'm getting better every single day, that I will be on that level even further amongst the top best in the world. You know, I've only been training for 2 years, and you know, like I said, this is my first year as a pro. I'm coming up on my fourth pro fight after only been professional for 1 year. You know, I'm 23 years old, about to turn 24. So I have my fourth pro fight before my birthday. I turned 24 on the 24 October 24th, and the fight's on the 14th. So four fights at the age of 23, I feel really good, man. And you know, the year has been going really well. We want to continue that. We've reached our goal. You know, I always have a plan at the beginning of the year. What's the goal for the year? The goal for the year was to get three fights in. All right, we hit the three fight mark, and we did it in a really, you know, really quick fashion. All right, let's get a fourth one in. You know, let's do a cherry on top. So, and that's what we will be doing in October.
That's awesome, man. And I agree with you about, I've been watching a lot of the Contender Series as well, and that's something we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And then, as well as, of course, I watch all of the UFC events, and we have a pretty fantastic one coming up this weekend that I cannot believe is just like a fight night. I cannot believe this card is free, air quotes. But yeah, man, I definitely agree with you, and I'm super happy that you're getting these fights, especially in that Icon. That's awesome. And are you looking to stay in the middleweight area, or are you maybe open to moving up, moving down? Is it looking to be booked as a middleweight fight?
Yeah, it'll be a middleweight fight. It's hard. It's going to be really tough for me to ever touch 70. I walk around 215, and that's going to be tough for me to see a 7 on that scale. So right now, you know, obviously middleweight, you know, look, I feel like that's a really good weight class for me. I feel really strong in that weight class. I feel really quick. I move well. So I really am excited. The fight will be at middleweight division.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. And you guys at Agogi have been busy the past couple of months. What's been going on over there, man? It's just, I feel like every time I open Instagram or I open Twitter, I see something. I'm like, God, man, they're just slammed over there.
Man, we got fights. So, you know, there was at a time earlier this year, you know, we would have probably one or two fights a month, you know. and they're all on the same show. Now, you know, we having guys fighting on three different shows all in the same month, you know, back to back each weekend over and over. I mean, it has been, like you said, we have been slammed here at Agogi, and man, geez, I tell you, there's been a lot of work being put in here right now, man. This gym is constantly growing. We have a lot of guys here that are getting better. You know, some, I know in our last card, we fell short a few fighters, but guess what, man? Those guys are already back in here. They're working on those mistakes. And heck, both of those fights came down to the last round. So, you know, we always fight to the end. That's the main thing. That's one type of thing we want to have here at Agogi. We do not quit. We do not give up. And that's one of the major things we have here. So we have a lot of really good teammates. I have a lot of really good teammates, a lot of really good training partners here. And there's a lot of guys that's on the amateur level and, you know, upcoming pro level that will be making their name soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was covering UFC, it's totally slipped my mind, of Leon Edwards, the championship fight. I was covering that. The name of the number of cards totally slipped my mind. I was busy covering that, and I was looking around for information, and then I kept seeing pictures and everything roll up, and then eventually I was able to watch Jazzy's fight not too long ago, and that was a great fight, man. That was a really fantastic fight.
That was. It came down straight to the wire. She lost by split decision. It was a tough fight for her, man. And we knew it was going to be a tough four. And she came through. And, man, I mean, look, that's the part about amateur. You know, you want to test yourself. You want to grow. You want to become better. You know, you don't want to have that first test when you become a professional. And she had that test. And obviously, yes, she didn't come out on the win again. But, man, she fought hard all the way to the end. I mean, she kept throwing up submissions, looking to get on top, ground and pound. Obviously, so there's some things to obviously work on, but I'm very proud of Jazzy in that fight. Really,
yeah, absolutely. I feel the exact same way as you, and I like what you said. That's kind of the beauty of the amateur circuit, because you can get away with those experiments. You can learn so much from a fight, and you know it's always tough to lose in a split decision. But that, I believe, was that the fight of the night there?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Fight of the night. Yes,
and for good reason.
Yes, it was. Yes, and yes. I had to think about it. I had to think about who won fight of the night. But yes, they did win fight of the night. Yes, it did.
Yeah, and like I said, for good reason. And you know, Jazzy's extremely talented, so I have nothing but confidence moving forward with her. And then, you know, even outside of the fights that you guys have been doing, how busy is it getting with those classes there? I saw a couple pictures that everyone's posting, man, and I'm just like, good God. It just keeps getting bigger.
Classes are stacking up, man. Look, Agogi has been doing it lately. Yeah, like I said, it is so funny to me. I always laugh at this, and I tell this to Matt all the time. I'm like, when I first got here in 2020, it was about June of 2020, and I was coming in, you know, I was starting to train, because I had already trained once in February of 2020, but then I didn't keep coming because COVID hit. So I came and, you know, I started training. I was like, man, I'm starting to get a hang of this stuff, you know. And it had only been about 2 months, and I was consistently training. I would train after football practice consistently. And then, you know, I started asking, I asked one of my coaches, like Sterling. I was like, man, do y'all do MMA here? You know, and he was like, yeah, we do, but we're not much of an MMA gym. You know, we don't do too much MMA. And I laugh at that because I'll never forget when they told me that. They're like, oh, we're not an MMA gym. We don't do a lot of MMA. Then at the time, we had one MMA fight. We're basically two. They had Logan Neal and Greg Hopkins, but it was mainly Logan. So that's all they had. And then as time go on, just a little nibble here and there, and then a few more fighters, and then a few more fighters. Because once I started fighting, I started saying, yeah, that's, you know, I fight MMA at Agogi. I fight MMA at Agogi. You know, when people ask me where I train, and then a little nibble here and there, and then a little nibble here and there. And then the gym obviously was already big from their jiu-jitsu, and people started transferring over from the BJJ into the MMA. Now, look. Now we got a whole MMA program. I would have never thought we would have a full-size cage in the freaking gym. But, man, what are the odds? So, man, what are the odds?
Hey, man, it's an awesome place over there, and you know, I'd have affiliation with you guys there, but I mean, I'd seriously mean it when that is, if you're looking to learn combat sports, that is the place to go. You know, that is where you want to go here.
That is. Definitely, man. Like, I think we're without a doubt one of the premier programs here in the South in like all martial arts. I mean, jiu-jitsu, striking, wrestling. I think we're one of the best gyms, I feel like, in the entire Southeast, because we do a lot of things. A lot of gyms respective. A lot of gyms try to, you know, imitate a lot of the things that we do. And we have a lot of high level guys here, man. A lot of high level guys here that go all the way around the world and compete, and they're just really good at what they do. I mean, we about to have another one, you know, compete on the Dana White Contender Series. We got Elijah Carlton, a top tier BJJ, you know, competitor. He's a brown belt, you know. Sterling Peace, you know, he's traveled all over and competed in different jiu-jitsu tournaments. And man, we just have a lot of really good guys here, man. So in any area, we got them. You know, heck, we even got like the wrestling coach, Fabian. I mean, multiple time, you know, SoCon winner at UTC Wrestling. I mean, you got the wrestling, you got the jiu-jitsu, you got the striking with Coach Larry Scott, you know, with his Muay Thai pedigree. What more could you ask for? I mean, look, we got the stuff here. And that's what a lot of people, I feel like that's what helps us become so much better, faster. Look, those top tier gyms that you hear in MMA, I respect them, obviously, but there's something about having that home gym to always go back to have the roots, to really focus on your details. And I feel like that's the reason why I feel confident going against a lot of guys in other gyms, because, you know, a lot of gyms would like to go in there, they work on certain things, and they just spar. Compared to, all right, let's take back some of the sparring sometimes, and let's work on the details. Let's work on how to get better in this. Let's drill a lot. Let's drill and let's focus on live sparring in certain areas rather than just full sparring a lot of times. So that's one of the things. And we're growing as an MMA program. We're trying to figure this thing out, fight by fight, you know, camp by camp. So we're doing it.
Yeah, man. I totally agree with everything you're saying there. You guys have a pretty massive fight coming up here very soon. That's going to be this weekend. That's right, man. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my goodness. Trevor Peak is Trevor is an incredible, incredible fighter. He fights, September 13th.
Yes,
so it's about
13th.
2 weeks. And, man, Trevor has this incredible knockout against Kama Worthy. So if anybody don't know Kama Worthy, he was a former UFC vet. He was 18-9, and he was tough, man. He's a tough fighter, you know. But we just felt like Trevor was ready for that matchup, and he went in there and he executed the game plan perfectly. I mean, not only did he knock the guy out in the first round, but you have to look at the entire round, what happened. I mean, you know, setting up his shots, looking for takedowns. I mean, controlling him on the ground. I mean, throughout the fight, everybody kept saying, Kama Worthy is better in this area. He's better in this area. He's better in this area. And Trevor had it he literally had a complete fight and showed he was better than that guy in every area, regardless of that guy's accolades. I was so excited for Trevor, man. I am really excited for his future. He got a tough fight going against Malik Lewis. He's from Texas. Mm-hmm. The guy's 5-0. He just beat some Brazilian that was 15-3 before he got his call. So, you know, we're ready. The guy looked like he's more of an all-around guy, striking and grappling. But like I said, we just saw all-around Trevor. So this is, I think this fight is bound to be a tough one. But man, it's going, if anything, dude, I know my boy Trevor, we are really getting him ready. He's excited. Plus, I mean, look, I know you'd be like, well, he did just fight 4 weeks ago. Well, take that back. He did just fight 3 weeks ago. And you're like, man, he probably need a break. But if he's going to get this call, it's a good thing he got it like while he's technically still in a
oh yeah
basically in fight, you know. He just left a fight, and he didn't really didn't take any damage in that Cameron Worthy fight. I mean, obviously, that really was no different than a hard sparring session. You know, if you think about it, I mean, he took no damage. He knocked him out in the first round. I mean, it was a tough fight. You know, Cameron did throw some shots on him. But like I said, it's no different than a tough, hard sparring session before you're getting ready to dial it down for your actual fight. So, you know, you just have to think about it in a good, positive way. So, like I said, look, he was ready for it. At least he didn't go a three-round war and then get the call. I mean, he got the finish early, got out. Now he's got the call. And I 100% he will be ready on September 13th.
Yeah, man, I don't doubt it. Trevor's a guy, he was on the podcast not that long ago. And, unlike a lot of the Agogi guys, like, I had heard a lot about him. So that was a guy who I've been really wanting to talk to for a while. And, man, he did not disappoint. He's a great guy. Man, when you talk to him, you learn his story, where he came from. And the way, to me, even outside of the octagon, with Trevor, something that I really respect about him is that he has a extremely, extremely great outlook and respect for his yes. fan base, which a yes, lot of guys, did. For some reason, don't. And it's to me, that's the mark of not only a great fighter, but you look at some of the guys who have gone on to be champions, man, and there's a consistency there. There really is. And so when I heard him talking about that, I felt great. And, you know, you mentioned the Cameron Worthy fight. He came in here and was confident as ever. You know, he was the underdog going in that fight. And like you said, he came out, showed what he did against a UFC veteran who I just couldn't be happier for the guy, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you look at a guy like Trevor and you talk about his confidence. You know, you might go into a fight and think like, oh, okay, you know, all right, he's the underdog. You know, he's this, he's that. But when Trevor trains, he doesn't look at it that way. He doesn't look at himself as the underdog. He actually feeds off that if you do call him the underdog. And the reason why is because he expects to win. He expects to do what he's supposed to do. Whenever there's a game plan in store, he expects to execute it. And I mean, he's so confident in it, you know, it's almost sometimes he doesn't see it going any other way. You know, that's his and that's great confidence to have. You know, we was talking not too long ago. He was like, man, I'd be, he said he's more worried about, you know, things leading up to the fight, you know, not getting hurt, not getting sick, rather than the fight itself. Because he's confident, like, if he does what he's supposed to do, it's going to go in his favor. And he doesn't care what anybody else thinks. And that's the type of confidence you want to have. You want to have that fighter's confidence. You know, I'm going in. Whatever the guy brings to the table, I will be ready. And that's the type of confidence I really enjoy from him, you know. And he helps build up everybody's character and confidence around this area in the gym as well, man. So he's a good guy to follow. I mean, he's showing – he's working hard. He's constantly training every day. So having a guy like him getting on this stage is well-deserving, well-deserving. I am so excited.
You talk about his confidence. It was funny. I asked him the same question that I asked you before the Jake Zog fight. I asked you how you thought it was going to go down, and Trevor was like, you know, man, like, I feel like I can knock him out, but I had this dream the other night that I'm going to submit him.
I just loved that.
And he eventually got the knockout extremely impressively. But have you been watching much of the Contender Series?
I have, man. I've watched a lot of the Contender Series. I actually watched it yesterday. My management company went 3-for-3. One of the guys on there fought for Icon. You know, he fought twice for Icon, then got his call. So, you know, and his name's SD Dumas. It was Dumas who had the power guillotine yesterday. So at the 185 weight class. So I was excited for him, dude. And there's a lot of guys that have been getting that call lately around, you know, that you'd be like, man, I'm pumped for them, man. You know, because I know of a lot of these guys in the regional area. I don't know them personally, but I know of some of the guys that's in the regional area that sometimes get these calls and you're like, man, he finally getting that opportunity, he getting that shot. So.
Yeah, 100%, man. I totally agree. And before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about this. Like I mentioned this earlier, man, this UFC fight night that we have this Saturday in Paris,
yes.
I cannot believe this is a free, like I said, air quotes here, a free event that's going to be on ESPN+, where this could have easily been a pay-per-view to me. How do you feel about it?
100%. 100%. You easily could have added at least the main event or the co-main to the undercard of Hazmat and Nate Diaz. Yeah. Easily. I mean, you got freaking Robert Whittaker and Marvin Venturi as a co-main event on a fight night. What? And look. Let me tell you something. So look. That's where this type of stuff comes into play. This is where I think sometimes matchmaking come into play. Okay. In a 5-round fight, all right? In a 5-round fight, I know this sounds crazy, but the way I see him fight, I think Vettori is better off in a 5-rounder than a 3-rounder.
I 1,000,000% agree with you. I 1,000,000% agree.
A 5-rounder. I think Vettori would have had a better chance against Whittaker. But I think since it is a 3-rounder, I think I got Robert Whittaker by decision. I don't see – now, look, it's hard to finish Vettori. He's never been finished, dude. I don't see him being finished now. So it'll be hard for him to get finished. But I think Robert Whittaker by decision. Because it's three rounds. And if it was 5 rounds – that's when the thing get a little different. I think he eventually can catch that shot on Robbie. Mm-hmm. But I think Whittaker by decision. You know, you could have a split, but I think I got Whittaker by decision.
Yeah, I'm going Bobby Knuckles by decision as well, man. I'm not even going to try to hide the bias here. He is absolutely one of my favorite fighters on the UFC roster. So it's another reason where I cannot believe this is free. But I agree with you, man. If this was a 5-rounder, I'd feel a little bit more into Vettori's direction. But right now, man, Whittaker, he can just come out hard, you know?
He comes out hard, and he keeps that pace. And even if he slows down, like I said, I think it'll be too late before Vettori can catch on.
And what do you make of our main event here? Ciryl Gane and Ty Tuivasa. The way I see it, Ciryl Gane.
Tell me what you say first. You go first.
Yeah, Ciryl Gane's clearly the more well-rounded fighter. He can win in a lot of different ways. But as we saw with Ty Tuivasa, man, Bam Bam, in that Derek Lewis fight, you better be careful, man.
I know, man. I didn't ever think I'd see anybody knock out Derek Lewis like that. I'll be honest with you. I don't know, man. I am so 50-50 on this fight, but I'm going to ride the hype train. I know this sounds crazy. I'm going with Ty Tuivasa. I'm going with Ty, and this fight call would be during Georgia and Oregon football. So I'm going to be flipping. I'm gonna probably have to have two TVs on at the same time. So definitely, man. I'll be kicking my heels back and watching a lot of football and fighting this weekend. So I'll get some rest surely. So,
wow, man. Well, it's definitely going to need to do that. I imagine you're going to be saying go dogs a lot this weekend.
You already know. Go dogs!
Well, Torres, man, thank you so much for joining us here today. Really appreciate you anytime you're able to come on, man.
Yes, sir. Anytime, brother. No problem, man.
And with that is all the time we have this week for the Watch It podcast. As always, I want to thank Torres Finney, my guy coming on the podcast. Love anytime we're able to get him on. Any of the Agogi guys, that's a great bunch that they have over there. And great luck out there to Trevor Peak coming up. I know we're going to have a podcast before that, but just want to go ahead, get that energy out there. I'm feeling really good about that fight. But we'll be back here on Friday. Do not miss that. Make sure you're subscribed to the Watch It podcast wherever you get your podcast. And if you're on ESPN 95.3, thank you so much for listening.